year is this? What year are we in?
Justice.
Don't waste no time. Love, baby, go ahead and speak your mind. In that order, what you holding back for? We ain't getting no younger. I got you moody. One day it's trash ass nigga. Next day, let's watch a movie. You contemplating, girl, you switch like that mood ring. Girl, you a bad team. Just like a Pisces, yeah. Don't waste no time. Love, baby, go ahead and speak your mind. In that order, what you holding back for? We ain't getting no younger. I got you moody. One day you trash ass nigga. Next day, let's watch a movie. Girl, you switch like that moon ring. Girl, you a bad team. Just like a Pisces, yeah. Sexy little baby, sexy little baby. Driving me crazy, driving me crazy. Begged you like I said I would. Came because you knew you could. Love it when I lay down wood like I said I would. You know the vibe. Not like the mother niggas, I got your mind. Girl, you know, I know.
Actually, yeah. I got you better this time around.
I got you moody. Girl, you get in front of me. Girl, you get in front of me. Don't waste no time. Love, baby, go ahead and speak your mind. In that order, what you holding back for? We ain't getting no younger. I got you moody. One day it's trash ass nigga. Next day, let's watch a movie. You contemplating. Girl, you switch like that mood ring. Girl, you a bad team. Just like a Pisces, yeah. Don't waste no time.
Love, baby, go ahead and speak your mind. In that order, what you holding back for? We ain't getting no younger.
I got you moody. One day it's trash ass nigga. Next day, let's watch a movie. You got the play ten. Girl, you switch like that moon ring. Girl, you a bad team. Just like a Pisces, yeah.
Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's your boy Dijon back at it with another one. I actually just recorded the 3P's episodes and got myself a mug, bro. I was tired. I just hyped myself up. You know what I'm saying with that one? Today, though, on this episode, like I said, remember, I should be dropping these two this week. Click, like, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share, bro. Like I said, help me campaign with this game, man. But today is going to be another fun one, like an interesting one, right? So, we're going to talk about relationships. This one, I'm going to say AOB, right? I'm looking at my phone. The audio listeners don't see this, but, just for the people who are watching the video of my bad. But I'm looking at my phone to remember what. Ooh, okay. Like I said, AOB, right? So, just how this one came up, let me get comfortable, you know what I'm saying? How this one came up, right? So I'm talking to my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Really like my brother, man, I'm talking about B Mills, right? And he asked me this more than once. He was like, do I think that, like, especially like rap, you know, everybody said like money over bitches, you know what I'm saying? Or like AOB is all on baby, aka all on bitch, you know what I'm saying? For the women, y'all be all on these buns, bro. That should be wild. But he asked me, do I think it's kind of partly detrimental to the way that we relate to women romantically? So ultimately, this is the kind of, so we're going to talk about men and women relationship, but it's in a, on a romantic side. I mean, you could kind of varies off of, can we hit reset, was really mainly about us just working better together as a group of people. This one, you getting romance from a, remember, I'm not a guru, bro. I ain't really been in that many good serious relationships like that. So you're getting advice from an unlikely source, but I have put some of this in practice, some of it, right? So how do we begin, right? Or no, let me address my bad. I kind of blank because, like I said, do I think that it's had influence on how relationship? No, not necessarily. Not really. And not so much of probably seeing the acts done versus, you know what I mean? Like seeing it done versus actually putting it into practice. Because when we look at most of the stuff that's learned, where did we learn it from? And if we're putting it all off on music, what's happening in the household and in the environment which we live in? So with me, I said this, I think, on the Ambitions of a Father episode when I was like, I haven't seen really too many good relationships. And at one point in time, I couldn't count on my hand how many marriages that I wanted to see. I've seen more marriages as an adult than growing up as a kid. So for me, like, a relationship is different. And I tell any dude, like, a lot of people be trying, like, tough. But the funny thing about it is I seen strong men, like I said, get broken down by a woman. Like, they don't have to whoop on them. Like, you break a man's heart. And this one thing, I'm not trying to put this out there because, like I said, this is giving the wrong kind of information technically. But if you really want to hurt a dude, mess with his woman. Like, see how tough he is. And that's where I will say maybe that the music has done something wrong, because everybody, like I said, want to act like it's all on them. A lot of y'all, like, not a lot, but there's some dudes out there really like boyfriend pimping, or and really to the worst of it. Dudes ain't peeved. Like, bro, you a problem. You know what I'm saying? A pest. Ain't no pimp. Like, sit there, like I said, fam. And that, I got this from D-Mills. I remember when and it made me laugh. We was talking about somebody else, and he was like, fam, if he laid up with her, say, all day, right, and he only get $40 out of it, maybe even $100, fam. Think about it. You could work a part-time job and make that, or you could get a job and do that. You know, we ain't going to encourage you to do something illegal. You could do something legal and make the same amount of money, so what are you doing? And that's real. So the way that it's being promoted, like, when we talk about music, and, like, I'm going to touch on this again, is like, music, movies, and films, right? Books, too. Like, when you look at how they're written about love, it's either coming from a person that's heartbroken. When we talk about love, it's such a weird thing that, like, it's almost taboo to talk about love. So, like that you don't get the clear source of it, right? Like, we're not talking about really the conditions of love. We're speaking either from, like, the music, the best music, if you listen to the songs, if they're about love, it's usually about being heartbroken. So now you got this person singing on the mic. A lot of people can relate to it because they're still hurting. So instead of addressing it and trying to deal with it, about practicing forgiveness, and that's what love has to be about too. It not only does it have to be unconditional, we're really talking about love, it has to talk about forgiving somebody, forgiving yourself, and then forgiving the other person. But people don't want to talk about that. You look at movies, the way that they talk about love, again, they talk about love as if it's something that happens to you. No, love is, if you don't fall in love, you work towards love. Love is an action verb, and that was really one of the topics that I wanted to talk about. But love is an action. You know what I mean? You really have to love. Like, when you love somebody, it's action. And what I mean by that is, look, man, you heard my, like, if I'm heartbroken, or, like, there might be some things that I don't like about you, right? But because I love you, I have to put that love into practice. I'm not gonna lie, I got out of a relationship, right? So, old girl, she got the chewing one day, and she'll laugh, like, she got the smacking. I hate smacking. But I, like, even though we ain't, like, we split up, like, I still got love for her. Like, the love ain't lost. I just have to show it in a different way. But I put up with stuff like that. Why? Because I love her. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. I love her. So at the end of the day, her smacking, what's maybe 2 minutes, 5 minutes of her smacking versus the thought of maybe spending the rest of my life with this person? So you're telling me that's not worth it to you? Or that maybe, like I said, if she loves you, she'll probably try to put it in practice and not try to do something like that too. But love is action. So when I say, like, the AOB thing and why I brought this up too is that we live in a society where people think that it's cool. Like, it's almost as if we're trying to get over on one another instead of working with each other. And like I asked you, can we not be real with each other so that we can heal each other? This, the mentality of, like, you putting that money over. And the funny thing about it is, dudes don't like to admit. Like, they don't, one, they don't like to admit their emotions. Two, they don't know how to express their emotions. Three, they don't know how to talk about their emotions, right? And we have a society, I think it's changing now. Like, I feel like maybe my generation, and I'm not talking, like, don't talk about, like, millennials, these stuff like that. What I'm talking about is, if you look at, like, I would break it down to almost in decades, or a matter of, like, it's kind of almost good to look at high school years, because that's when a lot of stuff starts taking form. It's really in high school. So if you look at me, I graduated in 07. There is a difference from somebody who graduated in 03 and somebody who graduated in 2011. Or 2012, or anywhere around them times. So when you look at it like that, that's why I said, like, when I be talking about generations, that's really kind of main things I be talking about. Because like I said, I be calling mine, like, the Dipset era. Because if you remember around that time, bro, we was fly, flashy, cocky, arrogant dudes. But then what you find out is that, like, again, I came up from where we didn't cry, you don't talk about your emotions, and it wasn't cool to love no woman. Not knowing that a lot of people behind doors is really doing it, and at the time doing what we consider sucker stuff. And due to the fact that I wasn't really raised, like, I didn't really see affection, so I didn't really give affection. It's different giving affection to a little kid versus giving affection to a grown adult, I feel like I said that funny. Considering that, like, how I am, and, like, you know, I self-assess, but that's one of the things that you gotta learn. You can't put yourself on other people. I get it. I know it. All right. So for the dude step up, like I said, oh man. Part of the thing is, like, it's funny when we talk about AOB. So, like, you know, when it comes to dating, if you really gonna be serious with a woman, that's one thing that you gotta be, like, that's why I said the funny thing about this, right? Is that why I think the AOB thing is, cause dudes come into this mindset that they trying to get out and get over, not knowing that you don't have to lie to a woman, bro. Like, let's put that out there. And I hope that a woman is listening to this so she can either validate this or verify if I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Dudes, I know there's some real ones out here that understand this. So, look, man. You don't got a lie to get it, right? And I'm dead serious. Like, you could be point blank period and tell a woman straight up, like, hey, you know what? I like you, right? But I'm not about to be in a relationship with you, or, like, it's only for tonight. I'm just trying to knock you down. Like, and the simple fact that you were honest with them, get you it. You know what I'm saying? Bro, all you got to do is have honesty in class and it'll get you a piece of ass. Straight up. You know what I mean? And when I say by class, like, there's nothing wrong with being chivalrous. People think simping and chivalry are not the same thing. Being a nice guy. Being a nice guy doesn't get you last place. Being a sucker puts you in last place. Because ultimately, like, I'm rude at times, but I'm also nice at times too. Like, I'm very chivalrous. My mother raised me to be that way. Like, I still open a door for people. You get what I'm saying? Like, now I forgot about it in a while, but, like, I go back and I try to speak to as many people as I can. Before, I was on some antisocial, like, I don't really care about meeting no new people today. But, like, I be having to catch myself. So, again, what I say? You know, honesty in class will get you ass. Like, people be lying and you think that you have to get this kind of person. So I think part of the reason, like, even if you wanted to get money out of her, you would have to be honest with her. Like, it doesn't take much to be honest. Flip side, woman. When I say y'all AOB be all on, boom. It's cause, like, y'all be tripping, but, and I got this from a friend, man. Like I said. And dude, alright, so mind you, when it comes to somebody else, and that's the funny thing too, when we be in relationship, is that it's easier to give advice to another person and sometimes learn to take your own advice. So And I remember, dude, her and dude, like, were on and off. I don't knock that, right? Like, they got to work out their own problems. Ultimately, they didn't last. They didn't make it. But the thing that pissed me off is that she told me how one time, like, she gave her last dollar to make sure he ate. So she damn near broke bread. Like, and he didn't really contribute much. Right? Nigga, don't you ever do that again. You know what I'm saying? Don't you ever do that again. Women, like, it's funny. So you get the independent woman, right? Who, I don't need no man to pay for me. You know what I'm saying? Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right? You get that. And for them, like I said, like at this point, they think that that's attractive almost. Because on one end, I'm going to tell y'all like right there, ladies, no real dude give a fuck about how much you make if you still don't bring out the femininity in you. No, like if you don't really got, I ain't necessarily got to say you got to cook for me. And that's because I can cook, right? Like, or I could cook enough to survive. You know, I ain't no chef. But, you know, you would think that I'm going to be, don't get me wrong, I can't take no, I don't need a princess. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be somewhere in the middle of the two. Sometimes, like, in order for a man to be a man, you have to let him pay for certain things. So when you're being independent at what cost? Now, there's a difference between being independent and, what's the word? You could provide for yourself. I'm sorry, I blanked out on that word. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't. It's like when we're talking about relationships, it's not really about needing somebody. We should want to be together. We should want to work this out. Oh, let's talk about submission. I think that's part of the reason too. Like, oh fam, talking about submission. Like, and this goes to the independent woman. Because again, independent, so they think that being submissive is the same as being like a simp. That'd be the woman's version of a simp. And is bowing down and listening to whatever I'm saying. No, it's not that. What we're talking about, there can only be one driver in the car. You know what I'm saying? There's only one person steering the ship, baby. So are we going to sail the water? We can't be fighting over it. I don't need you pulling in one direction and me pulling in the other direction. If you're better than me at something, then yes. That's when you get into the driver's seat. But if I'm better than you at that, don't. That's what the submits, that, like, you have to submit to that. You see what I'm saying? And some of the dudes got that messed up too. Where they, man, you know what I'm saying? She got to do what I got to say. She got to cook clean. Bro, hey, that's why I said in the OAOB, yeah, some of y'all got that messed up and really giving the game like a black eye because y'all don't know how to do it. Bro, if you ain't got your priorities straight, what do you look like telling the next person? And if both of y'all messed up, then one of y'all need to let the other person do something and so the other person can learn the other thing. Like, because you nigga work as a unit, man. Y'all not looking good as a unit. Then, another problem, like, to me with women, like, where y'all kind of mess up with the game, right, is that y'all be giving yourself at a discounted rate, and then, it, like, especially to another dude, tell us about it, and then expect us to want to pay full price for it. Or if I met you, and I break down what I mean, or if I met you at, like, what I'm seeing as a discount, you want to start changing it up, like, and then expect, like I said, expecting me to pay full price. What I mean? Okay. So, just a little anecdote. I remember, you know, I met this girl because I was on a dating app. I'm not on them no more. Don't like them. She's weird. But I'm on a dating app, and I go out with old girl. I got a button down and some jeans on, and you know, some shoes. First of all, I'm living in Texas, so in Cali, like, the way I dress, I would have got into a club, but you know, you can't get into no spots if you not dressed, especially being a brother. You are not about to get in. Like, fam, they done took my ID and all kind of stuff. So when she said that, I laughed and was like, word, this ain't, oh, you'll love me when I clean up though, right? And I asked her about it, and she was just like, she had a dude pull up to her on slides and some hoop shorts on a first interaction. And I think they went out in public. So she accepted that. Like, to me, I'm not going, like I said, I came dressed to the T, and she appreciated it to me. But if she messed with old boy that came in the slides and the thing, which I be thanking them dudes, because y'all make it so much easier for your boy. But, so women, if you take that, that's what I mean by giving yourself at a discount. Like, if I could give you some weak-ass game or anything like that, and you accept it, you, hold on, like, it, depending on how serious we take this relationship, don't expect more from me. If you already took that, bro, I already think I got an easy bucket. Just like this, I want to leave y'all, like I said, I ain't going to let this one go on too long. But one little last of advice for this, right? Is that, damn, I blanked out because I didn't really mean to end like this. It goes, like I said, we talking about giving yourself a, if you want to be a wife, right? My bad for blanking out. Why do you wait so long to start acting like a wife? Just like, dude, if you trying to be a husband from the beginning. Whatever that's like being, you have to be that from the get-go. And one of the things that women do is they play catch-up. Because, like, as a man, most of the time, we still, some of y'all women are aggressive now, but, like, I got to pull up on you and be like, hey, I got to try to say something to keep you interested. I got to try to get your number. I got to do this. Then if we go out, I'm not going to lie. Like, even from, like, even when I thought about, like I said, I idolize pimps. And it's not because of, like, some dudes be thinking you got beat up on women, or they think it's a con game. Nah, bro, it's a mental game. Like, them, they wordplay is so nice. They like rappers. So, you know, one of the things is, you could spend a little to get a, like, you could spend a little and end up getting a lot. That's why some of y'all dudes, like I said, in the beginning of the AOB, got the game backwards and really giving it a black eye. Because at the end of the day, if I ask a woman out on a date, yes, I'm paying for it, right? Anything else after that is negotiable, and I know some women don't agree with that. I could care less. Like, now, it depends. Like, oh, the one that I was just talking to, like, I actually like paying for her, and I went against it, but it was just because it was kind of also my way of showing her, like, my appreciation towards it. And then, like I said, I'm not really tripping on it, but, like, she still pays for certain stuff herself. But, you know what I mean? Like, but also, like I said, when we talked about her, she wasn't trying to be no wife at the time. She said it may have been potential, but, so, again, going back to it, so we put all this effort in as men. My bad for digressing. But we put effort in as men. And then while we, like I said, we know what we want. Like, at the end of the day, you know I'm trying to get that cut up. You know what I mean? So that's ultimately, you're thinking about if you're going to give it to me. But then after you give it to me and you see that, okay, I'm presentable. And then maybe I got a good head on my shoulders. Now you want to start acting like a wife. Or then, by then, if I don't like what I got, or you done irritated the hell out of me because you wasn't putting forth no effort, now you want to sit there and, like, somehow weeks, months later, you decide that, oh, I could be the one. Cut it out. Cut it out. I'm not saying that you got to do everything that you would do for a husband, right? To an extent. But you start to start showing me wife qualities from the gate. Yo, looks ain't going to get it. Like, ass is a dime a dozen. I'm sorry. Like, ew. Like, to me personally, that's the thing, like, I think some women get messed up on. Like, first of all, I'm from California. And I don't care what nobody say about, like, especially, like, L.A. No disrespect to L.A., but, like, I ain't from there. Don't really know. Like, a lot of people just think, bro, it's a beautiful woman in the North. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done lived in different places. I'm from, like I said, small town. Shout out to Seaside. You know, side up. But look, man, I look at the women that we grew up that we was like, eh, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I done moved some places and be like, you ain't on me to call you ugly. And I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to do that, right? We're not going to do that. But some of the women, eh, right? So with that being said, like, if you don't got nothing to show or offer other than your body, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that thing, you know what I'm saying? Don't be better than that kung fu grip, right? I'm going to keep it a buck 50, right? So you have to offer more. Don't expect less and don't give yourself at less value than what you're worth. But how am I going to know that until you show it? And that goes for men too. If you know what you want, put your best foot forward. Don't lie to that woman. You know what I'm saying? We out here trying to date and get to know each other's colors. Now, I need to know what you've been through. Because that's how I can know how to act accordingly. Like, and I tell you, like, for me personally now, a woman doesn't really turn me on unless she got something to say. We can't talk. You can walk. Like, that's real talk. Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip, man. Love y'all, man. Go on.